Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for dialing in and listening. We have Larry with us tonight, and we got an update. There's a lot going on, and particularly on the home front, things are starting to break loose, and the Democrats are in the communist coup attempts are going to have to increase if they want to stop this. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
What do you think about all this stuff that they're talking about? I mean, this is really starting to break open.
Yeah, it's becoming incredibly real. You know, you and I were talking earlier today. We still hadn't heard from the American people. And to me, that is so astonishing that after all of this, and now today, breaking news, the unmasking individual in the intelligence next to Obama, and her name was Susan Rice, is coming out as the one deeply involved. And yet, mainstream media, the Democrats, the left, no one has a comment.
Well, that's what Spicer had to say when he was giving his press conference. How is it that you people report everything that's negative coming out, even the fake news, it's about Trump? But when we have real news, when we have authenticated news that Trump was right about being surveilled, why don't you report on that? But again, like you were just saying, where are the American people on this? Well, I think we know from the Bible where they are. They are mad upon their idols. They do not seem to care what's happening around them. And as we were talking this afternoon, if the Lord is a just God, which we know he is, and a righteous judge, then he has every reason to annihilate the United States. And I don't think people really understand what that means at all when this thing starts to come down. And I believe the judgments actually have already started. I mean, here we have CNN, ABC News, and the rest of them. They're still in business. Why are they still in business? They're liars. They lie through their teeth about everything. It's amazing that people still are listening. Why aren't they voting with their pocketbook if they can't vote any other way? Well, the only reason is because you probably got so many people that are now on welfare and stamps and all the other stuff that they can do. Why would they vote to lose it? They won't.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point, Stuart. And what's interesting, too, is, you know, mainstream media, it's become very apparent. It should be to all the people that listen to this program that there is no news coming out of mainstream media, period. It is nothing other than rich man propaganda. It's just propaganda. All you got to do is look back to communist coups from through the last century, and that is how they did it.
Yeah, and we're right in the middle of another one. You mentioned who was it? One of the insiders said that, oh, I think it was Drudge. Did he not say that Trump is now surrounded by his worst enemies? I mean,
yeah,
the people
Matt
that
Drudge
he's got.
Out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Matt Drudge came out today, yesterday actually, and began to warn that we were in a crisis. He says, it's interesting that America is in a crisis and the people are nowhere to be seen, while their government, really the entire government, has surrounded the new Trump administration and part of that administration even. He says, and including Congress, which are nothing but saboteurs against Trump.
And the American people, of course. I mean, the Republican establishment are New World Order and basically communistic, socialistic in their attitudes. And just because they walk around with ties on and look nice and speak well, they're still traitors to the American people. And yet the American people keep voting these same jerks in office all the time, expecting evidently some different result. Is that not a form of insanity or something, I guess?
Well,
I've never quite
exactly
understood that.
Yeah, that's exactly what they say insanity is, doing the same thing over and over that's failed, expecting a different outcome. And I'll tell you what's interesting. The American people sit back and attempt to let Donald Trump carry the load in either giving us a window of time or really changing this nation and the same way, the very same way that the Christians sit back and let Jesus Christ carry the salvation load himself.
Yep, well, I've been on record for years and years and years that modern Christian theology on salvation is a fake anyway, but nobody seems to pay any attention. Like you were saying today earlier, it salvation itself doesn't seem to be any kind of an issue with them, or does repentance. In fact, if you study modern theology on salvation, they are claiming that repentance is a work. And it's a form of legalism and law-keeping, and therefore in violation of grace, and therefore there should be no repentance whatever. Well, if people are dumb enough to buy into that, I guess they get what they deserve. What can you do about it? If they won't listen, they won't listen. And, you know, when Trump has come in, he's being short-circuited on every front. When he was running to be elected, he told the American people a number of times, if I recall correctly, I can't do this by myself. You've got to help me. Where's the help? There isn't any. He's got very little help. The American people and the Christians are just sitting back saying, well, we got Trump in office, so therefore we don't need to worry about anything anymore. And so they're back to their usual do nothing, say nothing, hear no evil, do no evil, and see no evil. And this is what is going to bring upon them a judgment from which they could not believe, even if it was showed them on a widescreen movie. They still would not believe that this God of love could do that to the American people. But he says he not only can do it, he's going to do it. And so I guess, well, you know, we've said it before, that if the people don't rise up to put an end to the evil, God looks at them as being equally evil and more or less blames them, especially in our country, where we do have the right to rise up, where we do have the right to impeach Supreme Court justices or your federal judges here and there. And they don't seem to be doing anything. So it is a wonder. And then I was watching Grassley. He wrote a letter about some guy in the, was it in the Justice Department, that now they think he might have had a lot to do with some of this. And FBI Comey, who I'm very, very suspicious of, he's a Clinton man inside and out, and always has been. What's your take on that? Are they going for blood now? Is Trump going to unmask an awful lot of this, do you think, or are they going to take him down before he can?
Well, ironically, you know, at the same time, I've listened all day long to all the sanctuary cities that are beginning to put out memos that they now want Donald Trump impeached. And I'm thinking, where are the people, the real people in these cities that are putting up with this crap? you want to have a sanctuary city for the matter of fact, they're finding a lot of MS-13 gang members,
yes.
You know, hiding out in all these main cities and killing people and raping people and robbing people. And this is what a sanctuary city is. And the people are silent. And that just gives me reverberation of Stuart, the fact that, and I hate to keep sounding like a broken record, kind of like you, we would have healed Babylon, but he would not.
Yeah, she will not. And I think we're seeing proof of the scriptures right in front of us. And I was looking at Isaiah chapter 47, verse 11. That's kind of interesting because 4 plus 7 is 11. So it's 11:11 in the King James Version. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth, and mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Now, in our Prophetic Insider series, we did a thing on the 923, and we proved conclusively that 923 actually is an 11:11. And here it is, the destruction of the United States. And, you know, when the Pope and Obama shook hands on 923 in 2015, at exactly 9:23 in the morning, that was the beginning of the destruction of the United States, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all of that. And, you know, I look at what Trump is doing, and a lot of it, he is not taking away the bad, really evil stuff that has been put in place since Clinton and the Bushes and Obama all added to it, which are your FEMA camps, your NDAA, which allows the government to round you up for any reason they deem necessary to do, which means anything. Homeland Security and all of this is not only not being reduced, and the surveillance of people not being reduced, it's being increased. So I think the judgment actually is here. It's stealthily coming upon us. And when the time is right, like this says, mischief is going to come. And if you go into Jeremiah, it talks about how God filled us with the fifth column, military young men, and they are going to rise up against us, and it'll just come suddenly and without any warning, and the cities all over the United States will burn, and we will not be able to put it off. What's your take on is this all a diversionary tactic? Are we just being set up? What do you think?
Well, it's very interesting. It's very interesting. They had a report today came out that they were astonished that over 1 million people this last year has left New York. And they're saying this is really unprecedented. And I've been hearing reports of a lot of people going across the countryside hunting somewhere to go. So apparently someone's being warned that something is coming, and they're hunting a place to go. Let me ask you something. They had a report came out, and I sent you a copy of it, talking about a 1990s movie that they claimed never existed, but then someone revealed a hard copy of it, tape number 138, Kazam and Shazam, talking about the genies, and someone said Mandela.
I remember the genie movie.
Question mark.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe somebody trying to pull the wool over our eyes. But I do remember a lot of those movies. There were a number of them that came out in that period of time. And for them to say, well, it doesn't exist, never did exist, when you got hard copy of it, then you got something wrong, I guess. What else can you say? We have no concept of how the universe is actually constructed. We really don't know what time and space really are. If we don't know what they are, then we don't know how they can be affected by electromagnetic changes. It's like humanity. If you have an electromagnetic change in your environment, as the bots say, over and over, this is going to lead to DNA changes. DNA changes lead to consciousness change. That's what the New Age is really all about. They're claiming that a new wave of electromagnetic wave is coming through, and that certain people will rise in consciousness. And I suppose other people become zombies. So, you know, are they right? I think they probably are. I've always thought that you have to have something that comes along and changes the DNA within the humanity that then changes or alters the consciousness. The Bible talks about a strong illusion. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to comment on that. It's kind of interesting because you've got a dark side and a light side, or a negative and a positive. Now, positive side of some of these very interesting anomalies or enigmas that we've experienced in time is where you have a deja vu. In other words, in your future, you all of a sudden stumble into something and you say, whoa, wait a minute. I've seen this, or I've done this, or I've been here before, and you cannot explain it. It just happens. Now, on the negative side of that, all of a sudden, the last few years, we seem to be running into situations and events that are not deja vu. They're, where did they go? It's like so many people now are saying, that wasn't ever there before. We never heard of it. It doesn't exist. And so, really, this is becoming very strange, Stuart.
Yeah, I think it is. And again, we have no idea of time and space and how it possibly can even, if you envision it kind of as a ribbon and it doubles over on itself, and therefore, you know, you've had people down your way that have seen, one lady I know saw a mastodon, she claimed. And she had no reason to lie about it at all. And she went out to see where it went, and it wasn't there. But she clearly saw it. So is that kind of like the mist, where portals or veils are being lifted, and you're seeing something that's very, very real? You could probably reach out and touch it, and yet it's not even there.
Yeah.
And of course... And the other problem you might have is that they can do this with Project Bluebeam. And I don't think people think, you know, we've seen a lot of stuff going on in the skies that I am convinced are tests of Project Bluebeam. They got videos on YouTube of airliners that are flying along. They look for all the world real. It stops in midair. Then it'll go along a little further. Then it goes in reverse. And then it vanishes. That has got to be Project Bluebeam. They are getting ready for the strong delusion to take place. And I think a lot of this stuff, Larry, is going to come all at once. We got that North Korean situation. Have you heard any more about that? Because that dovetails into the Armageddon script.
Oh, exactly. They had the report today. Matter of fact, Drudge Report carried it, plus... Yahoo News and others, Depkafile, they have a North Korean defector who is telling now that, Kim will use nukes in any kind of standoff, and is warning that he has plans already set in motion to use his nuclear weapons. And so we've got, on the other hand, we've got Trump indicating that the U.S. may have to take North Korea on itself. By itself, actually. And that's becoming very, very dangerous. And this North Korean defector is also reported, and they do have intel recently, that this Kim Jong-un, if you want to call him that, is just itching to try to hit the U.S., possibly Hawaii, with a nuclear missile. So this is building by the day, and China's not doing anything to push that back. So it's increasing.
Well, China must-have, as Putin has, treaties with these nations. And I've always thought that remark in Ezekiel 38:39, I will put hooks into their jaws and I will draw Russia and Putin and those guys out. That would be treaties, because they either are going to honor a treaty or they're not. So if we were to attack North Korea for any reason, China would then have to jump into the fray. And this thing could go very bad very quickly into the Armageddon script. And that, it almost appears like this is what they're getting ready for. Economic collapse. We already know that most of the big nations are really whipping up their military. All kinds of troop movements, missile movements. And so we got possibly the Armageddon script, economic collapse, a coup going on in the United States. We know how the communists do it because they've done it before, like you were just saying. And then we got these kind of headlines. I want your comment. Black leader. We must exterminate all whites. Whites are the source of all evil in the world. There's another comment. Kill all white people. Another comment. Black teens march in Peoria screaming, we need to kill all white people. Jamie Foxx jokes about killing all the white people in his new movie. Farrakhan explains why the white man is the devil and should be killed. College professor, white males are a cancer and must die, urges white students to kill themselves. North Carolina professor advocates exterminating all white people. University of Colorado paper, why not hate whites? They're devils. Rapper Jay-Z wears a bling from Whites Are Devils group. Debater at Harvard says all white people should kill themselves over white privilege. Black Panther tells a crowd of 200, kill every last white man and their GD families. Muhammad Ali, the white man is the devil. So what do you do? I mean, this is being stirred up, and I've always thought that major mainstream media is deliberately and willfully attempting to start race wars.
Well, that's exactly what it sounds like.
So is this what's
like.
Going to happen in the streets? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Larry.
That's exactly what it sounds like, Stuart, is the direction of it. But you know as well as I do, when these begin, they usually wind up in a Holocaust. So probably linked in with the white people to be killed, they'll probably also link in Christians, especially Jews. So there you go. Here we are again.
Yep. Typical communist divide and conquer, and the American people are so naive, they're going to fall right into it. But I guess if you wanted to take down America, if you really wanted to do it, you'd have to splinter the groups, stir them up so that they kill each other, and you just kind of stand on the sidelines watching it. And when that's about come over, then you just swoop in and take them all out and set up whatever you wanted. And it kind of looks like that's where we're headed. Much faster, I think, than most people realize. Why all this rhetoric now from Trump? Well, I'll take North Korea on myself if I have to. I'd rather not, but I'll do it. And I think he will.
Well, he made the statement that he'd rather that China actually pull North Korea back, but since they won't, or doesn't appear to look like they will, he said America will have to handle it, and China won't like that either.
Well, we are on a pivot here. I had a very strange dream last night. I only remember part of it, but it was quite vivid what I do remember, and it was very odd, so it's probably nothing from the Lord and just my own imagination. But the gist of it was that 5777 is the year. This is the year everything's going down.
Wow.
The second thing was that, of all things, and I don't know how this could ever happen, Al Gore will take the place of Trump. That it's all set up and it's ready to go. So I don't know whether that's true or just my own very active imagination. So I'm not asking anybody to believe it at all, but it was just very, very strange. And, of course, we've all looked at the 577 or 2017, and almost everybody, including the Bible codes, are coming up with this as a key pivot year for the nation of Israel. And what that means for the rest of the world, I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But it does not look good for the United States. I think we're running into some major trouble, and so isn't Trump. They're stopping him at every turn possible. So what do you think? We're only on for 30 minutes, so what else did you want to bring up? And I'll shut up.
I was just going to bring up, the sun, they say space weather's reporting it woke up today. It exploded with a 4.4 sun flare followed by two M5 class sun flares and a blast out of extreme UV radiation, which we'll get our share of that. But it appears that the sun has woken up, and also St. Petersburg, Russia, had a terror attack. That's ongoing. And then also, too, Iran is still rattling their swords, and the Middle East is really tense right now. You know, like you said, Armageddon script, it's getting hot everywhere.
Yes.
Matter of fact, Lithuania is warning NATO that Russia's massing troops on their border, and they said within 24 or 48 hours there could be real trouble on the NATO borders there with Russia.
Well, you know, somebody put out a map and said, have you seen how many bases that Russia has along her border? And, of course, they're all NATO bases. And Putin pointed out one time, he said, we really only have two or three bases, and they are with our allies. We don't have military bases scattered all over the world like Babylon America does. So, yeah, this is going to get extremely interesting, and the rhetoric against Russia is very fascinating. Now, we know from Scripture that Russia actually is our enemy. She's going to attack from over the poles, and it's going to come suddenly and without any warning whatsoever. I think the only warning we're ever going to get on that one is when the Russia and their allies go down onto the mountains of Israel. And probably we've got an hour, a day, or a week before they hit us. Anything else before we close?
Oh, it's just, we're getting there. We're getting there. And it's almost like the American people are still in some kind of soap opera. They don't appear concerned. It very much concerns me, but where is the concern of the American people? That's my question tonight.
I don't think there is any. I really don't. I don't think there's any concern among the Christians, basically, other than the remnant. The remnant are, you know, listening and preparing and getting ready for this, and get ready they should, because even FEMA, of all the places, is warning people, prepare yourself. Because if anything strikes, natural or otherwise, we're not going to be able to get to you. So anybody that relies on the government is going to be in for a shock and probably be dead before anybody gets there. So it is a warning. People need to prepare, and prepare real soon. Because like you were saying, your crops down there, they're not even in the ground yet, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No planting, no harvest, folks. Larry and I have talked about stealth famine for a long time now. Ready. Anyway, good night, everyone, and we'll see you on Wednesday night. And take care of yourselves and do prepare, because we're running out of time. Night.